from www.delawareonline.com. Crime and court section. Man sentenced to 17 years for raping his teen student. Judge hands out tough prison term for, quote, despicable behavior. Article by James Meriwether from the News Journal, September 12, 2008. As family members and friends wept, Jason A. Stalnecker was sentenced Thursday to 17 years in prison for sexual abuse of a 15-year-old girl that originally prompted 295 charges against him. In handing out the prison term, Superior Court Judge Robert B. Young expressed disgust at the duration and frequency of the abuse and the manipulation employed by Stalnecker in luring the child into a sexual relationship. After arresting the defendant in January, officers said that the former teacher at Dover's Capital Baptist School had targeted the child because she had been molested by her grandfather at age 7 and, quote, appeared to be weak. From my review of this case, Young, the judge, said, this really has been about as despicable behavior as can be imagined. The victim was 21 by the time she went to police officers in December, making allegations that led to charges that included first-degree rape and continuous sexual abuse of a child. She told the judge Thursday that she lost her innocence at Stalnecker's first touch and that she accepted his apology as the beginning of an effort to rid herself of its ill effects. I don't like to be touched, not even hugged, she said. I live in fear every day that he will kill me and my family if he's ever free again. Stalnecker, 33, of Harrington, pleaded guilty to a single count of second-degree rape and two counts of fourth-degree rape. On the first count, Young noted that he was ignoring sentencing guidelines and imposed a 15-year prison term, including 10 years that must be served before release is considered and 2 years of work release. He sentenced Stalnecker to 1 year in prison on each of the other two counts and imposed a total of 4 years of probation. For his part, Stalnecker attributed the incident to the all-encompassing nature of Capital Baptist School. He begged for forgiveness from the victim, his children, and his ex-wife, who divorced him in 2005 after a 2-year separation prompted by his acknowledgement of his relationship with the teen. The situation was unique because of the community we were in, Stalnecker said. It was emotional before it was anything, and I apologize for it. I took my own emotions and I did not treat them right, and that's what I apologize for. Deputy Attorney General Susan Schmidhauer said, though, that Stalnecker had no real regard for the victim, noting that he was brazen enough to molest her in front of his own children. I would like to add this observation to the article. Please note from Stalnecker's own mouth that what he essentially apologized for was not treating his own emotions right. He did not apologize for molesting a teenage girl.